Good evening, everyone. My name is Dorothy Gold, and I will call to order tonight the Winchester Town Advisory Board meeting for October 8th, 2024. And we will get up now. Oh, I'm Dorothy.
My name's Chris Hooper.
And on the phone we have...
Judy Siegel.
Okay, thank you. We will now get up and do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I will be introducing my other board member.
Chris Hooper.
And our secretary, our new secretary.
Yes.
Welcome, thank you.
Mallory Cristales.
Okay, and for the county?
Jorge Garcia with Commissioner Segura.
Okay, thank you. So, the public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be offered the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the times they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about the items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, state your name clearly with your address, spell your name. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of its presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. I would like an approval of the minutes for September 24th. May I have?
I motion to approve.
And I second that. And now we'll have the approval for the minutes for October 8th, 2024. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. And
I motion to approve.
And I second. Informational items? None. Planning and zoning. Okay, item number one is Moondoggies LLC use permit for the restaurant and related facilities in conjunction with an existing commercial building on 0.79 acres in an IL industrial light zone and a CG commercial general zone, generally located on the east side of Arville Street, 275 feet north of Desertin Road within Winchester, for possible action. And the second item is AR 24-400106, UC 22-0498, Resorts World Las Vegas LLC, use permit, second application for review for the following: 1, recreational facility; 2, fairgrounds; 3, live entertainment in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Resorts World, on a portion of 86.9 acres in a commercial resort zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, the east side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, and the north side of Genting Boulevard within Winchester, for possible action. So we will have, general business. Oh, we will have the applicants for number one up there, please. The Moondoggies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, just to give you an idea of basically what we're working on. So my name is Juan Angulo. That is the last name A-N-G-U-L-O. I reside at 7589 Tuckaway Harbor. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently representing Moondoggies. So basically what we have before us here, this is to give you an idea of where we're located and what we're looking to do with the current property. Currently what we're asking for is a special use permit For a restaurant in an industrial light zone along with waive to condition 5I. The restaurant will be used for service to the public. We currently sit on parcel number 16207801005 with shared customer parking located within parcels 16207801006 and 16207801115, which are all under the same ownership under the Moondoggies LLC, which is who we're representing today. As you can see right here, according to the assessor's map, stated right there with the arrow basically gives you an idea of where we're going to be locating the location. And what we're looking to do there is we're basically looking to expand our services to a wider range of an audience. Currently, with Moondoggies being a 21 and old facility, and we noticed that there's a lot of families within the surrounding areas. And we've been wanting to basically be able to open our doors and to a wider range of an audience. So what we're looking to do next door, which is sitting in unit number D, it's currently used for office / storage space. So the purpose of the special use is to basically convert that unit into an ice cream / pastry shop. So within that ice cream shop, we'll have ice cream, pastries, coffee, and obviously, drinks that are more family friendly and so forth. As far as that goes, let me see. As far as parking goes, right now, currently, with the shared parking, we have a total of 49 spaces available. With your approval for Unit D, it would actually put us at a total of 31 parking spaces between us and the current other units in use, which is the tattoo parlor and the Moondoggies Bar and Grill. So, obviously, hopefully, that puts us within zoning code there. And let me see here. And as far as considering utilities and so forth, considering that Moondoggies currently operates, we do have the existing main lines that with proper permitting should allow us to have access to everything that we need in order to turn that office unit into a full functioning kitchen. So if you look at page 2, page 2 just kind of gives you an idea of where our ice cream shop would be located, with an arrow there in place. That's to give you an aerial view of the actual parcel. Page 3 gives you the street
name. Can I show you?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, this will be it. It's right in the side.
Where's Desert Inn?
That is right here.
Okay, so this
is Desert Inn, and this is Arville.
Good.
And moving on to page 3, it gives you a street view of our storefront.
Oh, okay.
So that pink arrow there will basically signify where our location would be according to the other units within that same property. Moving on to page 4, this is basically to give you an idea of the site and the site plan and the parking analysis. It goes over basically all the parking spaces that are available. And everything is up to scale as far as, literally to the inch. And let me see, moving on to the following page, which is page 5. This is to give you an idea of what the actual unit, the plan that we have for the actual unit within the actual unit itself.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at a total of, as far as including the unit and the bathrooms full service, we're looking at 1,234 square feet, with 174 of those square feet being for the restroom use. But as you can see here, we can really get this going. With your approval, we plan to serve a lot of the families, local families there in town. And obviously, as we all know, Chinatown has a huge foodie scene. We're basically, with Las Vegas being the food mecca, we'd like to be able to open our doors and extend to the local growing foodie scene. Mm-hmm. And the last page is just to give you an idea of basically the existing restrooms that we already have in place within the unit. Any questions?
This is the time for any public comments? Anybody here for public comments? I do have a question.
Yes.
On that little the picture, and I do much better with visuals, so thank you. The little strip mall that is there.
Correct.
Are you the only place that is offering food, libations, that type of thing? I see tattoo.
Yeah. So as far as the bar and grill, currently at the bar and grill, we offer a wide variety of a pizza menu. We have a large menu when it comes to pizza and also additional bar foods. Whether it's what do we serve there?
Wings, pizza, appetizer, salads.
Correct.
We do have drinks there because it's a 24-hour gaming bar.
Correct.
Okay. That's been there 25 years.
And next door, we would be to basically not, how should I put it, to not compete with our existing business, we're offering ice cream, pastries, coffee, and non-alcoholic beverages.
And there are apartment complexes close by within that area?
Across the street in the surrounding areas.
Okay, and no problem with the additional traffic with the cars, so forth?
No, actually, we have a pretty wide open parking space and plenty of spaces.
Good. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Yeah.
I had a couple of quick questions.
Yes, sir.
Will the hours of operation be similar?
No. Actually, okay. We're going to have limited hours of operation. We're looking to, you know, obviously depending on, you know, when we get the business going and so forth, but we're looking to operate anywhere between, let's say, opening 11 a.m. to maybe 7 p.m. as far as the business of operation, because obviously what we also don't want to do is take away traffic from our existing business, which is the bar and grill next door.
Sure.
Yeah, so we're trying to complement what we have going on without, you know, competing and taking too much business, but at the same time, introducing families to our venue. Mm-hmm. And allowing parents to kind of, you know, they might want to go next door and see what we have going on there as far as the pizza menu and so forth.
Sure. And will the signage, will it show a distinction?
Or? Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We have a whole plan when it comes to, like, the branding of the actual product. And we with everything that we have in plan, we're also going to have a nice press release. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to basically get in, and if we can, target all the local morning shows and also target the Latin audience, because as you know, within that area, there's a huge Latin population. Mm-hmm. And me being Latino, the one thing about our culture is that we tend to kind of stick to where we are invited. And that's just the way it works. That's mm-hmm. just generally the way it works. And so typically what ends up happening is that a lot of the locals within a certain area will drive clearly across town to go to La Bonita, knowing that Albertsons is right next door. So what we want to be able to do is we want to be able to cater to everybody in the surrounding areas. And within that area, what we did notice is that, especially with the Moondoggies, we're kind of wondering, man, you know what, there's a lot of locals here within the surrounding areas that haven't really stepped foot into Moondoggies. So we figured this would be an opportunity for us to introduce a product that would also introduce them to the business within our office.
Sure, that sounds like a smart strategy. It's kind of an entry or gateway sort of thing.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, that's the one thing I love about the location, is the fact that there's a lot of people there, and I do feel that community has been neglected when it comes to, you know, businesses and the marketing and so forth. So I figured we can open our doors and offer a completely different product. It would allow us to, you know, bring everybody in. And as we know, I mean, the one thing that we're really excited about is the fact that Chinatown is expanding. You know, Chinatown is expanding. Mm-hmm. Area 15 is expanding. So we've done our research, and within Area 15, I mean, they're really moving west of where they're currently located. Mm-hmm. So I think here over the next, I mean, as we see, Las Vegas is just booming. It's growing. There's a lot of movement. So what we want to do, we want to be ahead of the curve here, because over the next 5 to 10 years, that whole area there is going to be developing fairly fast.
Sure. And I was just curious, that segues into my next question. Are you have anything on the calendar as far as scheduling?
As far as scheduling, obviously everything revolves around permitting. You know, we've got to get zoning out of the way. Yeah, so with your approval to give us, you know, and to give us the green light for the next step, which is obviously going through the health department and so forth, and then applying for the building permits and so forth. But I mean, in all reality, it all starts here. So it all depends on you.
Sure.
You know, so if we get the approval, which we're hoping to get, you know, with the opportunity here, you know, we can go ahead and, you know, get the ball rolling here in the next few months.
Sure. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, with God willing, we're looking to, God willing, I would probably say by mid-2025.
Oh, it's not too long.
Yeah, not too long. Yeah. But once again, you know, we all know the way it works, you know. You know, files get, you know, processed, and, you know, sometimes it's a little longer than usual, but.
Right.
Yeah.
thanks. I don't have any more questions.
No. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
And I second.
Beautiful.
Passed.
Sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That was pizza, ice cream. How bad that? Can that be?
Yeah. I was sold an ice cream. Yeah.
Our second is AR-24-400106, Resorts World Las Vegas, LLC.
Before we move on, I think we should say, I know you second the motion, but we should say all in favor.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
Aye.
Thank
Just in
you.
Case.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Judy. Always good to have another voice here, much more seasoned. We have Resorts World for the following: 1, recreational facility, 2, fairgrounds, 3, live entertainment in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Resorts World, on a portion of 86.9 acres in a commercial resort zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and east side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, the north side of Genting Boulevard within Winchester, for possible action. Hello.
Hello, I'm Gary Lake, 3000 Las Vegas Boulevard, 89109, authorized representative of Resorts World, and we agree with staff recommendations and staff recommended for approval. I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. I don't have any questions.
This is a public advance version.
Right, is anyone here for questions? Public? None? Our board? Christopher?
Give me a moment to look through this a little bit. Could you narrate on this a little bit? I'm curious about the scope of it, and if you could summarize things, that would be helpful to me.
This is Resorts World. There's this parcel here. Mm-hmm. This is the second review. We've had no complaints. There's a temporary tent facility within that area.
I think I've been in there. Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So it's just staff wants us to come back, make sure we don't have any issues. So
the question on the table for the board to decide is with regards to the licensing, or?
Oh, no, just a continuation of the same action that's been approved last year. So it's a one-year review.
Oh, I see.
And then they want us to come back in another year for another review. So.
Okay.
So it's going to be ongoing, like the fairgrounds. Is that that's only going to be an occasional fairground setup there?
It's the fairgrounds is the that's just the zoning connotation for the use. But we actually have temporary tents in there where we have events maybe once a month.
Okay. Oh, I see. So that's recreation fairgrounds. And live entertainment is also
inside the tent.
Inside tents. So when you say once a month, so do you have to get approval every time you are having an event?
Well, we get operational permits from the fire department, and then that's the only permit that we need. Zoning has already approved the installation of the tenting and everything. All this application is just to review the facility that's already been approved, that we haven't gone out of bounds within that original approval.
It's been the same tent the whole time?
Same tent the whole time.
Really?
I think the tent, we have to get permits every 90 days?
Every 90 days.
Every 90 days.
Oh, wow.
To change configuration.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
So we request your approval for that. So.
Yeah.
And do I have a motion?
I'll motion to approve.
And I second. And... Then Judy?
All those in favor, aye.
All those aye. Aye. We've passed. The motion has been passed. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. General business applications are available until November 14th at 5:30 for appointments by the Clark County Board of County Commissioners to serve on the Winchester Town Board for a two-year term beginning January 2025 for possible action. Review FY 2025 budget requests and take input regarding suggestions for a 2026 budget request for possible action. Are there any comments by the general public now for anything?
On that mass review for 2025 budget, we're gonna hold until the next meeting.
Okay. All right, thank you. And no other general? So our next meeting will be October 29th, 2024, and tonight's meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That'd be my favorite.
Thank you, guys.